Dembe and Chidike followed the other two men into the room, sweeping the dark corners for other threats. Finding nothing, Dembe grimaced and turned toward the white man. American, just as he had suspected. Although the man with the cap had no insignia on his gear vest and no flag patch on his arm, Dembe knew the type from the pirated copies of Hollywood action movies the others liked to watch. An operator, they liked to call themselves, as if it made them better than regular soldiers. They had fearsome reputations, but Dembe decided that was just make-believe, just more American bragging. This one didn't seem so special. He didn't reach for the highly modified carbine lying on the table next to the laptop, didn't show the slightest spark of a warrior's aggression. Barco shouted at him,
"Who the fuck are you? Who do you think you are?"
At length, the American looked up as they cautiously approached him. "Evening, fellas," he offered. His tone was even, almost conversational. "Listen, I'm having trouble getting that booby trap disarmed." He jerked his thumb at the wired-up explosives. "I already tried 1, 2, 3, 4, the usual stuff. Don't want to pull on the wrong thing. Help a guy out? Give me the code, and we can all go home." Dembe knew the 4-digit sequence that would make the bomb safe. The warlord had told him so that when the time came, they could trade what was on the other side of the hatch for a lot of money. But if the American was trying to intimidate him into revealing it, his attempt was a poor one. Dembe raised his AKM and pointed it at the American's head. The man in the cap took his hands off the laptop and held them up. "Easy now, cowboy."
"You did this." Dembe jutted his chin at the dead fighter. "You killed the men here? Not just you. Where are the others?"
"Not just me, you're right about that," the American nodded. "A buddy of mine did the hard work. I took out your patrols in the valley, then walked up in here." He shrugged. "See, me and my guys? We're the ones who get called when someone wants to start a war, or stop one. But my buddy," the man in the cap smiled thinly, "he'll put you in hell an hour before the devil knows you're dead." Dembe's annoyance surged at the other man's unfazed attitude, and he reeled back to strike him with the AKM's heavy wooden stock. But in the same moment, he caught a flicker of movement from the corner of his eye. From up in the deep, ink-black shadows, muffled chugs of discharge sounded, and suddenly, Barco and Amadi were reeling away from one another, aerosols of blood and brain matter jetting from ragged gunshot wounds in their heads. Dembe pivoted, and Chidike fired off a burst from his rifle in sheer reflex, a tongue of flame from the AKM's muzzle briefly dispelling some of the darkness. In that flash of fire, Dembe saw something dark as night moving, dropping from a ledge hidden in the shadows. He saw three shimmering green eyes search for and find the other fighter. Then Chidike was hit too, stumbling backward, clawing at his throat. The fear that Dembe had been holding back exploded, and he fired too, but the man in the cap was already moving, dropping behind cover as the AKM's rounds sparked off the walls. It was just 5 paces to the doorway and back out into the corridor. Dembe broke into a sprint, ignoring Chidike's last gasps as the other man lay dying on the floor, bolting past him in a headlong rush. He didn't make it. The black shape with the glowing emerald eyes came at him, and Dembe thought he heard the crackle of a vulture's wings. Pain burst across his arm as iron-hard fingers trapped his limb and snapped bone. He cried out and lost his grip on the AKM. The rifle clattered away. Then the blunt muzzle of a suppressed pistol jammed into his cheek, the metal of it still searing hot from the previous shots, burning his flesh. The shape in black shoved him against the wall, and he felt hot breath against the back of his neck. Dembe stifled a gasp and waited for death. But death wanted something from him.
"I'm going to tell you the price for your life," said the shadow, his tone flint hard and uncompromising.
He nodded toward the laptop.
4 numbers or 1 bullet. Make your choice.